Next Saturday night, a new Miss America will be crowned in Atlantic City. Weekend Edition essayist Naomi Lewin looks forward to the impending competition with guilty pleasure.
This past spring, the phone rang. In furtive tones usually reserved for discussing a social disease, a musician friend gulped, "I have a confession to make. I've been asked to be a judge for the Miss America pageant." Pregnant pause. That is, if anything having to do with Miss America is allowed to be pregnant. "I have a confession to make," I told him. "I love the Miss America pageant." Some little girls harbor a burning desire to be Miss America as soon as they're old enough to understand that it gets you a crown, a big bunch of roses, and the closest to being a princess this country has to offer. When one of those girls actually grows up to become Miss America, their families proudly tell the nation that when Tiffany Sue Beth was 3, she stuck a tinfoil tiara in her hair and a big smile on her face, stood on an overturned bucket, and waved to an imaginary crowd. Then there are the rest of us. We who instinctively knew that we would never be pretty enough, shapely enough, or, heaven knows, steady enough in 4-inch heels to walk a runway in Atlantic City. But instead of disdaining the pageant, many of us revel in vicarious Miss America-dom. It's a perverse reverse sexism thing, the satisfaction of knowing that, unlike our male compatriots, in theory, any of us could grow up to hold the title. And also, it's that wonderful notion of only in America. Only in America could women be applauded for strutting their cleavage in pursuit of higher learning. Only in America could someone dream up a fashion combination like bathing suits and spike heels. And of course, only in America could the notion of talent be construed as performing the Moonlight Sonata while grinning like a maniac, or simpering your way, not necessarily on pitch, through the Barber of Seville while dressed in a Southern Belle flamenco outfit, or reciting the Gettysburg Address while twirling a flaming baton, or two. Face it, the talent competition is what we live for. Some things just should not be monkeyed with, and the Miss America pageant is one of those things. First, they edged out Burt Parks. Then they instituted a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire-style quiz that mainly serves to flaunt contestants' ignorance of so-called relevant issues. And now, in the face of TV triumphs like American Idol, they're not broadcasting the talent competition? That's positively un-American.
When Naomi Lewin is not vicariously donning a tiara and strutting her stuff on an imaginary runway, she's the host of Classics for Kids on WGUC in Cincinnati.